This is the 500th video on the Input English channel. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. I started this channel 19 months ago, and this video will be the 500th episode published. I thought I'd take a few minutes to explain how we got here and why. Let's start with why. Why would I start a YouTube channel? There were two reasons: a sense of gratitude and a sense of adventure. I wanted to create something. I wanted to do something that I had never done, something that got me out of my comfort zone. I wanted to do something that would definitely require me to learn a lot of skills and a lot of information. The gratitude that I talked about was gratitude for all the other people who helped me learn language with comprehensible input. This actually dates back to when I was living in Austria. I didn't know the term comprehensible input, but I knew that my friends at the university were willing to speak with me in German a little slower. They pronounced things clearly, and they didn't use a lot of slang. They created comprehensible input for me, and they allowed me to answer them in English. It was a language exchange. People do that today. They use language exchange to learn languages. And there is an app, Tandem, that helps you find language learning partners. But my first exposure to comprehensible input was in person, and it was based on the kindness of other people helping me to learn. It was 2023 that I learned the term of art, comprehensible input, and started watching videos in Spanish. Every time I watched a good video, or later, every time I listened to a good podcast, I felt grateful to the person who took the time to make that content. Without their efforts to make that content, I would have had nothing to use to acquire Spanish. That's where the sense of gratitude came from. I wanted to contribute. The only language that I speak really well is English. And so it seemed logical that I should make content for English language learners. After all, millions of people around the world took English in school. They developed some skills, but a lot of people would like to have better listening comprehension, and they would like to speak clearly. I searched online to see if there was already a lot of content in English, and I didn't find very much. I didn't find very much content that was similar to what I had used and was still using in Spanish. The trouble, of course, is I had no experience or knowledge about making videos, editing videos, processing sound. I didn't know anything about it. So I had to learn all of that on the fly. When you learn something on the fly, you learn while you're doing it. Now, sometimes that didn't work out very well. Some of my early videos were terrible. Because they were so bad, they never saw the light of day. That expression means I didn't publish them. I didn't present them to the public because they just didn't seem good enough. I knew what I wanted because I had seen good videos produced in Spanish. I knew that I didn't want a lot of background music. I didn't want a lot of background noise. And I didn't want echo or strange sounds. I wanted the audio to be very clean so that it would be understandable. That meant I needed to buy a microphone. The microphone on the camera or on one's cell phone is simply not up to the task. One of my first purchases was a good microphone. I also needed some editing software, and that's readily available. I learned how to use it, And again, I learned on the fly. I learned new skills as I was editing the videos. I knew I didn't want to waste the time of my viewers, so I didn't make a bunch of B-roll and put a bunch of music in. That kind of video making is perfectly fine, but for this purpose, I wanted very concentrated language so that the time people spend watching the videos was time in contact with the language, not listening to some music. Some of the videos that I watched at the beginner level were made with a whiteboard. I actually purchased a whiteboard and I tried my hand at sketching stick figures, simple diagrams while I was talking to illustrate what I was saying and make it more understandable. What I found was that I wasn't particularly good at that. I found that those videos really bogged down, and to me, they were boring, so I never published them. I learned from the comment section that people want clearly spoken English. They want it a little slower, but I didn't receive calls for super beginner material. So the videos on this channel are best described as intermediate videos. Some people in the comment sections have talked about the CEFR system of determining the level of the language, A1, A2, B1, B2, C1, C2. I'm familiar with that system, but that system is based on testing, and I'm not advocating testing. I don't have a precise way of telling you the level of this content other than it's intermediate. 19 months ago, I published the first video. I had gotten some advice online that one should not start a YouTube channel with a single video. They recommended that you start your YouTube channel with 3 videos. That made sense. If I clicked on a video and it was the only video on a channel, I would quickly realize that that content creator didn't have much to offer me. Because of that, I just made a lot of videos over the summer of 2024, and after I had several dozen completed videos ready to go, I had trouble determining when I was ready to publish it. Each day, I would just make a new video, and the number kept getting bigger. But I hadn't published anything. It seemed that I was waiting until I was ready. And then one day I realized that there's no such thing as ready. You can't be completely ready. On that day, I had 43 videos. I had uploaded them. I had put in the titles and all the necessary steps had been completed, except for turning them on and making them public. On that day, August 8th, 2024, I published 43 videos. What I was thinking of on that day is, here we go. There's no such thing as ready, but here we go. And all 43 videos were published. To my surprise and great pleasure, they started getting views. I never had the expectation or the goal of going viral. That's not a concept that makes any sense to me. This is content for language learning. And so I need to get these videos in front of people who will use it. That really isn't the basis for going viral. There are many formats for videos for language learning. And having used a lot of videos to learn Spanish, I was familiar with the different kinds of video formats. My favorites were the talking head, like this, and the walk and talk, walking in a park, for instance. Those were my favorite formats. I also saw videos that were interview formats. Some of these interviews were interviewing people on the street. The trouble with interview format videos is the person being interviewed is frequently fairly reluctant and they're not tuned in to the needs of the language learner. I found those on-the-sidewalk interviews harder to understand. A lot of those people being interviewed used slang. They spoke quickly. They didn't enunciate clearly. They didn't seem to be trying to support the language learner. And as clearly as the content creator was speaking as he or she conducted the interview subject didn't cooperate very well. This is not a complaint, but it's the reason I don't do a lot of interviews. I think you deserve better. I learned an awful lot more from walk and talk videos and from talking head videos because the language is so clear, it's more comprehensible. In terms of style, I wanted the vibe of this channel to be as if you were having a talk with a friend or taking a walk with a friend. A friendly conversation. I didn't want my talking head videos to be boring, didactic lectures. I didn't want to hold forth and just bore you to death. I wanted to talk about fun things, interesting things. I also wanted to tell stories. I learned so much by listening to stories. I realized that they are a very powerful tool for acquiring a language with comprehensible input. After I had more experience and had developed more skills, I added an episode in which I read a poem. It was very well received. People enjoyed it. I was very careful as I chose these poems. I only chose poems that I liked, that were simple, and that were public domain. I didn't want to get into trouble with copyright laws. A lot of wonderful poems are beyond copyright protection. I didn't want to convert the channel into a poetry channel, but every now and then I read a fun poem, and I will continue to do that. They're very well received, and people seem to enjoy them. I'm careful as I choose these poems. I don't want them to be so difficult to understand that they're off-putting. So why so many videos? Why did I make 500 videos in the past 19 months? I figured that you need that content. As a serious language learner, I wanted a lot of input. A channel with only a few videos wasn't of much use to me. My favorite channels and favorite podcasts are very big. They have a lot of content available, so I could continue getting input from that one source. What I found is as I listened to a presenter, I would get used to how he or she spoke, and then the content they made became more understandable. My learning became more efficient. It was also more enjoyable. So I figured by making 500 videos, like-minded people could simply come to this channel and get hundreds of hours of input without having to search for various sources of input and without having to get used to the way different people speak. Learning how to make videos on the fly has been very challenging and very rewarding. On day one, I knew nothing, so I had to learn about exposures, sound levels, color correction, and how to edit videos to get rid of long segments of dead air, that is, long segments with no sound. Having this channel also helped me maintain my commitment to continue getting input in Spanish. It stimulated a lot of thought in me, so I found that I read more than I had been, and I read interesting books on topics that I found very helpful. Were it not for this channel, I would not have read the book on boredom, and I wouldn't understand boredom nearly as well as I do, thanks to having read that book. Over the past 19 months, I've tried to avoid watching videos that give advice on how to rapidly build your YouTube channel. My goal is not to go viral or make $1 million. My goal is to create a useful resource for people so that they can use it over time. I do want the videos to be presented to language learners who need this kind of content, but I never operated under the assumption that these videos would go viral. I also didn't focus on money. There is a lot of emphasis in the 21st century on making a lot of money. And with respect to this channel, I never set the goal that it would be lucrative. The channel is monetized, but really only for the money on the table. What I mean is that YouTube puts ads on these videos. They pay a small royalty to the producer of the content, and I gladly accept that, but the amount they pay is small. I did try to be forward-thinking. I realized that I didn't know where this channel was going to go. I didn't have a robust plan for the next 5 years or 10 years. I have no idea where this is going to go. I expect that it will grow. But early on, I acquired the domain name inputenglish.com. If you put that into your browser, it will be redirected to this YouTube channel. Right now, there is no website for inputenglish.com, but I have the potential of creating a website in the future because I own the domain name. I was able to reserve it while it was available, and in the future, if I choose to create a website, I can do so. As of today, there are 500 videos in the video library. I get messages in the comment section that people are going through the videos, and the messages are identified with the video that they are watching. So I can see when commenters are going through the videos from the oldest to the newest. I've had a lot of people consume all the videos on the channel, and some have gone back and done it again. So going forward, I'm going to continue making videos. Right now, I'm satisfied with the current Monday, Wednesday, Friday publication schedule. It works for me. I'm not sure how long I will continue that rate of publication, but for now, that's the plan. In addition to being grateful for all the content creators who have helped me learn Spanish, and now the ones helping me learn German, I'm also grateful to people who watch this channel and comment and subscribe. I've gotten a lot of support from viewers on this channel, and I'm very grateful for that. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.